98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. We're talking about families, talking about kids. And of course, anything to do with adoption and foster care is close to my heart. And we're talking about that now, how you can have some fun as well as support an organization that's reaching out to families. Juliet Smith is the CEO and founder of Fostering Hope for Children. And I want her to tell you more about their organization. And then we're going to tell you about a carnival that's right around the corner. Juliet, thank you. Tell me more about your organization.
We help children in foster care, children in kinship care, and children in need in the community. My husband and I were foster parents for years and saw the need and started a clothing bank. And then it just kind of branched out from there. So we give children anywhere from 5 to 10 outfits. Everybody gets a Snuggie blanket. Everybody needs one of those.
Yes.
And toys and books. It's amazing the amount of the homes that don't have books in their home or don't have toys for the kids.
Really?
And then we kept getting calls from Scan and Daybreak and different places that were, the children aren't in foster care, but they need help.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
We help them also. We even sent a bunch of pajamas and diapers and wipes to an orphanage in Africa.
Oh, so nice. My goodness. Did you dream that this would turn into this kind of outreach when you first started it?
No. We were scared to death, and we had a great Bible study group behind us that kept pushing us and going, you can do this. And I'm like, seriously? And they're like, yeah, you can.
Yes.
And we bought Nonprofit for Dummies and read.
Get that. It's not easy.
No.
And so here you are doing it. And first, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for what you guys are doing. I know the need is great. And you being foster care parents, well, you're not just talking about it. You've lived it. So you've got, I understand, biological and adopted kids, and you fostered, right?
Yes, correct.
So you're living the dream, if you will.
Yes. Yes, we are.
And to fund this need to be able to help so many kids and families, you're having a fundraiser. Tell us about the carnival.
It is a carnival / silent auction at Sweetwater.
Yay.
They were very gracious and let us use one of their rooms.
They're the best.
And we're very excited about it. It is May 10th from 5:30 to 8:30, and we'll have games there. And the silent auction, we have, last I knew, we had over 60 items for silent auction.
Yay.
So there'll be stuff for the kids, and we'll have pizza and soda and just fun stuff for the kids to do.
So families can come. It's not just for adults.
Yes, it's for families and kids.
Very nice. So when they get there, can they buy tickets there? How does that work?
They can buy tickets right there at the door. They could contact me ahead of time, but the price doesn't change. So it's the same whether they buy them that day. Or you can get an unlimited bracelet for $25, and that's for unlimited games. But we topped it off that it would be $60 for a family. But
yes,
you don't have to do that. You can also just, it's 6 tickets for $1.
Okay.
To play the game. So however you want to do it, come and spend time and have fun with the kids.
Great. So tomorrow, May the 10th at Sweetwater, that's a carnival and a silent auction that goes to Fostering Hope for Children, providing needs and what they want, as well as making them feel comforted in foster care and other situations. So if you want to be a part of this, I'm going to put everything on my Conversations link right now, Juliet, and contacts and the information you need to get in touch with Juliet or about Fostering Hope for Children. We hope that you will show up and be a blessing to them and have fun with it. That's at star883.com, or you can text the word conversations to our text number 260-407-8830.